It is Your Health and Wellness Day, presented by J&M Memorial. We are taking time to talk to Avril Ferguson today, founder and CEO of Norfolk County Counseling and Psychotherapy. Now, you started this back in 2021 in your basement virtually, you were telling me, and now you have 8 therapists with you. Can you just talk about why you started this and why it's important to have this in a rural area?
So rural communities face unique challenges in providing access to quality mental health services. So like I said, we see a lot of this with the struggle with reliable internet, reliable phone, and even things like reliable transit. And that's a benefit of us actually being in town, is that people are able to walk to their appointments. As our community has also been growing really rapidly, community mental health agencies aren't able to keep up as well. So their funding dollars haven't been able to keep up with the growth of our community. So wait lists there are very, very, very long. Although it is like great care, it just takes a while to be able to access it. Just for example, in the under 2 years that we've been able to offer in-person care, we've worked with almost 1,000 people so far. So it was definitely needed.
Why was it important for you to start this business?
Just like a little bit of a history about me. So I'm from here, grew up here, and I've worked in a couple different social service agencies here, and just seeing how bogged down they are and that people desperately need help. And I realized that Norfolk County doesn't really have that, you know, that one go-to place for mental health care, you know, if someone's able to like pay out of pocket or with their extended health benefits plan, there isn't that one place. And so that's kind of the goal, is to be that place.
What kind of services do you offer?
So most often we see individuals, but we also see couples and families that come in for care. We're also seeing a ton of school-aged children that are needing support, just transitioning back to real life after the pandemic's wrapped up. And luckily we have great therapists that all have different specializations in these areas. So couples, families, children. We also have a clinical intern, actually. She's completing her practicum with us. She shadows my clients personally, if they give consent for that. And she also has her own caseload of clients. The really great thing about having her on our team is that she's able to offer reduced rates and make therapy more accessible to more people.
And you just kept growing.
My goal when I initially had got started, growth-wise, was to have 3 therapists. And within, you know, opening for in-person, that was achieved within 3 months. So yeah, that speaks to that speaks to how surreal it has been. And what's nice is with private practice is as our caseloads fill up, we're able to bring on another therapist.
And privacy is important to you as well.
One thing that I really took into consideration when I chose the space that we're in is that need for privacy. Right? And, you know, it's our opinion that there's absolutely nothing to be embarrassed about and you shouldn't have to hide that you're going to therapy. But I understand that, or we understand that some people want that enhanced level of privacy. So what we've done with our scheduling is, to the best of our ability, we stagger it so there's not many people waiting in the waiting room. At most, there's usually only 2 people in the waiting room. And then something else that we've done to enhance privacy is we have a separate entrance and exit. So if somebody wants to go in and out the same door, they're more than welcome to do that. But the option is there to use a different door on their way out.
Thank you so much for stopping by.